Lance Azumi, Senior Director of the Center for Education at the Pacific Research Institute, joins me now. During the pandemic, Lance, homeschooling, the realities, I think, became more apparent to parents who were looking over their kids' shoulders as they were doing these different forms of remote learning. And it became evident, even if you weren't that interested, and there are parents out there, let's be fair, that are not vested and interested as many others are in their child's growth and learning, which is an important part of this. You write about this in your new book, The Homeschool Boom Pandemic Policies and Possibilities. Congratulations. Let's dive in as we always do.
Well, thanks very much, David. I really appreciate that. Yes, you know, I mean, you know, before the pandemic, I think a lot of parents were just content to, you know, send their kids off to school and really not think about things very much. But you're right that once the pandemic hit, parents were able to have a lot closer view of what their kids were learning and in many cases were not learning. And they were very dissatisfied with that situation. This, not only the curricula, you know, wasn't what they thought their kids should be using, but also, too, the regular public schools had not made the pivot to remote learning very well. They were very ineffective. There was very little one-on-one attention to their children. And so a lot of kids were failing. And I think that because of that, you saw the interest in homeschooling spike up during the pandemic. And last year, for example, the U.S. Census Bureau found that the proportion of homeschooling households in this country had more than doubled from 5% to 11%. And that means that there's probably around 8 million homeschoolers now in the country. And I guarantee you that number is continuing to go up.
You know, I'm thinking of a call, as I mentioned briefly at the beginning of this segment, with a teacher out in Texas. And, you know, public schools good, need better, charter schools bad. I don't like that approach. There are good public schools, there are bad ones. There are good charter schools, there are bad ones. The education is about expanding, not narrowly defining. So homeschooling or any other form of system out there, what does this look like in the near future? There's the practicalities you and I are discussing. You suddenly had to come up with a way to educate your kids, or if you cared, making sure they kept their education going. And we've paid the price for the failures by many of these states that have shut down the kids and put them a year behind, a year plus behind, you know, not just the rest of the country, but the rest of the world in a sense. So how do we adjust? Where does this go from here?
Well, I think you're right. I mean, there has been a huge learning loss amongst our kids. I mean, yes, you're right that you know, there are some good regular public schools, but overall, what you're seeing is, you know, kids, like, for example, a recent study came out showing that there's been 4 to 5 months of learning loss in mathematics and reading amongst kids across the country. And so, you know, I think that that really indicates that, you know, parents are really looking for something that is going to improve the learning of their children. And I think that homeschooling, because it has had a history of improving the learning of kids compared to kids in regular public schools, I think that's one of the main reasons why parents are gravitating towards homeschooling. And I think that, you know, homeschooling is going to become even bigger in the future because of the fact that there are so many more ways that you can homeschool. It's not just the mom sitting down with the child at a kitchen table 24/7. You know, you have different groupings of homeschoolers. You have homeschool co-ops. You have charter schools that have homeschool academies. You have pandemic pods where, you know, parents get together. They may hire a teacher and pool their resources. And so, you know, there's a lot more flexibility for parents in order to use homeschooling. And, you know, there's a lot more opportunities for kids to socialize with other kids, which is, I think, one of the things that people worry about whether kids are able to socialize. But, you know, you have these, as I say, these groups of kids who get together that not only to learn, but also to do field trips, to do other activities together. So, you know, I think that it's because of this increased flexibility, this availability, for example, of more online educational tools for them, including curricula and other resources, that it's really the door is wide open to homeschooling in the future.